Well, another way we can keep ourselves in tip-top shape is actually by eating right, and there is some workshops happening with the Cancer Council here in the Hunter. To talk to us about that from the Cancer Council is Claire Murphy. Good morning, Claire. The workshops that are going to be happening, what can we expect from them and what are you guys hoping to achieve?
Hi, good morning. So we're running at the moment some fruit and veg sense workshops, as part of our Eat It to Beat It program. And we aim to provide parents with practical, budget-friendly ways to help them understand why fruits and vegetables are important and how to get them into theirs and their family's diet.
It does seem such a simple message that we hear over and over again, eat the right things and you'll feel better and you'll have better health. Why do you think we're just so easy to dismiss fruit and veggies and go for the other stuff?
Yeah, one of the main barriers is that the belief that people think fruit and vegetables are too expensive. So that's one of the other things that we sort of cover in the workshops. We look at tips for saving time and money and look at healthy recipes. And the other big thing for parents is fussy eaters. So we talk a lot about strategies on how to deal with fussy kids.
I'm glad you've mentioned that, Claire, because one of my nieces, she's a fussy eater. I mean, you put down anything that's healthy for her and she just won't do it, but yet she would sit down there and just eat a plate of tomato sauce all day long. Can you give me some tips on that? How can I get around it?
So one of the main things we say is just to persevere. So sometimes it can take up to 10 times of a child trying a new food before they'll like it. So don't give up, just keep trying. Also presenting it in a different way. So some children will prefer cooked raw veggies rather than cooked, and making it look exciting on the plate is another way. Getting them involved in cooking or if you grow your own veggies is another good way to get kids involved and learning more about fruits and vegetables.
Plus, Claire, it doesn't help that I'm a pushover at all, though, I've got to say. But with the workshops that are coming up, how can people get involved and who are we looking to get involved with these?
So you can go along to our website, which is eatittobeatit.com.au, and there's a list of all our sessions coming up. So you can book in, if you're a parent, you can book into our session, a session near you. If you work at a school or involved, or you would like one to be run at your school, there's also information on how you can organise one to be run at the school. So we're always looking for more places to run the sessions.
Well, Claire, it sounds like it's going to be a whole lot of fun. I've already got my two bobs worth of tips out of you this morning, so thank you for that. And good luck with the seminars. It sounds like there's a lot of great stuff there.
Thank you.
It is 20 to midday. Claire Murphy from the Cancer Council giving us a few tips there. And check out those seminars. Sounds like a lot of great stuff for you. It is 20 to midday. It's 2 in your RFM.